I don't understand how anybody can actually like tofu anyway.
Well, I think if you flavor it right, it should be okay. It's basically like weird cheese.
It's bean curd.
Okay.
It's bean cheese.
It's bean cheese, exactly. Yes.
Okay. Ken, you missed the bean cheese.
It's bean cheese.
What the f*** is bean cheese?
Tofu.
Ew.
Yeah, you say it like that, and you're like, really? Is it? Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh.
I guess it is.
It really is, man. It's awesome.
Food science is fun, isn't it?
You're like, oh, no, it's a bean curd. Wait a minute. Cheese is... Oh, God. My world is destroyed. I can't go on living.
So I wonder if you could have, like, you know, shredded tofu on a taco.
Ooh, that'd be interesting. A Chinese taco or a Japanese taco.
Okay, like, JD, get on Twitter and suggest that to Giga Beetle.
We have no idea. We just realized that tofu is basically Japanese cheese. So here we go. What we're going to have you do.
Teriyaki beef.
Like some teriyaki beef and shred some tofu.
Get rice in there.
Onto a rice cake.
And wrap it in.
And it's like a tostado.
You know, the sad thing is that might actually not be too bad.
Except for the fact that you think your rice cake.
Yeah, the rice cake sort of ruins
just
it.
Just use rice.
Yeah, no. No, no, no.
No. You get a sheet of nori.
Yes.
Fold that in half and
oh my God. Oh.
You know, we may have just hit on something right here.
You know, it could be. Sensation. Japanese would eat it too. That's what really blows me away.
Although, I mean, for that matter though, you could really, like, you know, get an egg roll wrapper and just use that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Although, I mean, admittedly, that's not as insane as, you know, a folded sheet of nori with a little teriyaki beef and shredded tofu.
This is brilliant. We have created a new food. Superhero time. Creating new food.
It's time for Buster.
And now it's time for another Superhero Time. With your hosts, XV.
Like kidney damage.
Hey, Mickey.
I'm going to get a drink. Hold on a sec.
Paladin.
Who's up for Buster?
Ken.
But I'll give anything a shot once.
JD Church.
Beer, it's super effective.
And Fort Max.
You're drawing cock to you.
All right, it's superhero time. The sudden start edition.
Okay.
Are you ready? No one expects the sudden start of superhero time.
Intro quote.
Probably too long.
And this week, new drinking game. Take a shot every time Fort Max interrupts a sentence.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Don't we have enough liver damage from last week?
No.
Wow, Paladin and Fort Max agreed on that one. What are the odds?
That's scary.
That makes it easier for me to tell who agreed.
Yeah, so basically what Giga Beetle has taught us so far is that JD ruined the show, and that Paladin and Fort Max sound exactly identical.
He also likes the way I say thing.
No, we all like the way you say
that's everyone.
Thing.
Yeah, we all like that.
No, but like, he specifically tweeted at me the other day to tell me this.
Yeah, I saw that. That was awesome.
He's like, hey, Ken, the way you say thing is real purdy.
It is really. Can you smile like a donut?
And keep in mind, this is coming from a Swedish guy.
It's Europe, man. It's all groovy.
You can hold hands there. It's not gay.
Right. It's completely not.
Keep telling yourself that.
You can hold hands here. It's not.
keep telling yourself that.
It's natural.
As long as you don't swallow, it's not gay.
Right.
So, oh. If you hold your own hand, is that like masturbation?
It's like the double dutch. You move your friend's hand while he's holding his own penis? That's not gay, right?
So, come on a slash, shake hands?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, please.
I mean, it was a cold start.
Oh, no, we've had the cold start since long before you joined the call.
You don't actually start recording to us to join in.
No, we had this whole great conversation about...
I am the star of this show.
Yeah, I know, but we had this whole great conversation about bean cheese and tacos.
We already told him.
Yeah, I kind of filled him in on it.
Well, no, because you guys don't talk unless I'm sitting here. I am the impetus of the show.
Right.
Sure.
You don't talk unless I am here.
That's right.
Is everybody in this show, Jay?
We want
to
be.
Yes, I am.
God.
Jamie. No, everyone except Paladin is.
I go to sleep and have dreams, and in those dreams, I have dreams that I'm Jay.
Yeah,
he still doesn't have a figure art yet.
I'm XVJ Stag. There's Jay Mickey, and we have, of course, JD Church.
Okay. So see? It all works out in the ether.
So yes, at least three of us are Jay.
Yes.
Which one is the juicy one?
Yes.
Oh yeah, baby.
Sorry I asked.
So, who wants some of my sweet wood juice?
Intro quote.
It's worth a try.
So, it must be so.
Okay, so I got 5 editing notes for the show so far, and they're all seconds. Intro quote candidates, yes.
We're off to a good start.
We are. The show already. Can only go downhill from here.
Everybody.
The show can only go downhill from here because it's time for Paladin to do the news.
Yay! I mean, yay!
We know what you mean.
Let's rip this Band-Aid off and get it over with.
Rub what off?
Well, the big story this week is Kamen Rider Beast.
Yeah.
Kamen Rider, your mom.
Okay, join in
the bestiality.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Not nearly fat enough to be your mom.
Talk about things that come out of left field.
So here's what I'm wondering. When he gets his mid-series upgrade, is he going to become Kamen Rider Altered Beast?
Oh my god.
People making that joke all week.
I was the first.
That's a suggestion, and that could be fun.
I have returned.
Rise from your grave.
Yeah, I like that the dice rumor actually kind of came true with his weapon.
What? What was that?
The dice saber.
I've only seen half of all this information.
It's not
so
really a
kind of
saber.
Feeling...
It's more like a riding crop.
Some of us have lives.
Yeah. I have sex occasionally. Not this week, but occasionally.
Hell, I just want to look into this shit about 5 minutes before the show, so...
Well, one of the original rumored names was Kamen Rider Luchador, so thank God that didn't come true.
But
what are you talking about? That would have been f***ing brilliant.
Los Luchadores!
Exactly.
I don't understand this dice saber. What, is it a... Is it the fishing rod from the Dreamcast?
True.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like it, too.
I'm sure they might have had one of those lying around.
It's a riding crop.
Wow. They should, because it's Dreamcast.
It's a riding crop.
So it's a sex toy?
Wow. Yes. That's exactly what I was like, wow. So it's a dominatrix thing? Is that one? Interesting.
Well, beast is easier to say in Japanese than bestiality.
Yes. That's going to be his finisher.
God.
So does anyone else get a whole Gosei Knight vibe from him?
It must be the lion thing.
Yeah.
And the heavy armor.
Huh. Yeah. Hey, look, he's like Leo Convoy, though, because he's got, the lion head on one shoulder. Yeah.
Well, no. It's more like what he is Lion Meteor.
Oh.
Asymmetrical suit, but this time it's a lion instead of a...
Oh, wow. Yeah.
150
meters! Or millimeters, rather, I guess.
It's a giant-ass toy.
Gundam!
It's a Gundam.
No, Gundams are only 18 meters.
Oh.
Nerd! You say that, but it's not like you weren't thinking the
same thing. Smaller penis.
Yeah, I was thinking it, I just didn't say it.
Yes, but I have to have something to say except for, you know, leading comments to create gay jokes.
Well, you sure?
Usually,
it's
yeah.
Established, if you don't swallow, it's not gay. So.
That's right. What?
So it looks like he's got some kind of gimmick where he throws a saucy little cape over his shoulder to fight bulls, I guess.
Maybe he is a luchador.
No, that'd be a matador.
Luchador's a wrestler. Before or after he uses
Matadors
Shogun
do...
Matador, sorry.
Matadors do bulls.
And he uses the Shogun buckle, apparently.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Could probably use it better.
Yeah,
except
it's
actually even better than the Shogun buckle, because since they replaced it with a lion face, it makes it look like a dollar store knockoff version.
Yeah.
No, not but, chromed no. enough.
Well, wow. Not in this picture, but it could be chrome when they actually make it.
Yeah. No, it'll just be gold plastic. Guaranteed to crush in like 5 years.
Just like him.
And he has his own giant CGI beast, just like Wizard.
I have the feeling that this guy is going to be completely uncool, and we're going to wish for his death often.
Wow, that's kind of jumping to conclusions.
So you're assuming it'll be Shunpei?
Yes. No, I don't.
If Shunpei became a ratter, he'd be frog themed.
Yeah.
Frog.
I don't know. What falls a lot?
No, friend. So yeah, frog themed.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. I don't know. What's the most conquered country in the world? Probably England, isn't it?
And so if Rinko became a writer, it would be Kamen Rider Uppity Bitch.
Right.
A girl becoming a writer in the show. That's funny.
Yeah. That only happens in movies and things. And just for fun.
And they never get toys.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. Well,
unless Kamen Rider Nabisco got a toy.
Not toys that you can buy.
Well, she technically is a toy. She's a liquid real doll.
Ew.
In that's every sense of that term.
No, that's cool.
Could you buy that used off Mandarake?
You can put her in warm water, and then she feels like real flesh.
Wow.
I don't know how I know that. It's on the instructions for the fleshlight. Yeah, they say run warm water through it.
But then it gradually gets cold.
It does, and that's unfortunate.
That just makes it more realistic.
Your pants, it feels great for a while, but then it gets cold, and you're like, ew.
So if you're a necrophiliac, then it's like, yes! Oh, it's just like real.
No. It's completely realistic, where it starts out all hot and heavy and gradually gets cold toward the end.
Not like life, like...
It happens a lot quicker in life, though.
And then, you know, everybody just kind of loses interest and you go home.
Right.
Right?
And that happens to everybody, right?
I think you're doing it wrong.
Hey, the important thing is that he's doing it.
Right. Sex. You're doing it wrong.
This show is all wrong.
It's the curviest tokusatsu podcast.
But at least you're doing it, so bravo there. You're better than 85% of the male geek population.
Of this podcast, yes.
Of this population, yes.
It's a sample of the population.
True. Anyway, so yeah, Lion Rider.
Well, Chimera Rider, because apparently
it's like... Or possibly a Sphinx.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. Sphinx. Well, Chimera. Then again, he seems to have like a bull on there also.
Yeah.
So...
Maybe Japan's just confused to what a lion actually is.
I don't see how
he's got
they...
a dolphin on his wrist as well.
Really? Oh, okay, so he's the Hurricaneer Megazord Kamen Rider.
He doesn't know what the f*** he is.
Just like Hurricaneer.
He's Go Buster Road then?
He's Go Say maybe, Great.
Maybe he'll get a banana on him at some point if he had Gal Ranger homage.
Gal banana.
But hey, he's got his own little beastie things.
It wasn't that in Ryuki? You had three giant animals all f***ing each other at the same time to make a chimera.
Well, that was Oja, but yeah, that did happen.
The beast with three
backs? That's just because he used a polymerization card.
Okay, Ken, wow. Do you want to reassess who the winner is here today? Huh?
What?
I was saying, do you want to reassess who the nerd is here tonight?
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. We're all losers.
We've all failed. We have all failed at life. Actually, we have all died and gone to hell, and that is why we do this show.
No, hell is just this show.
This is our eternal punishment. And if you're listening to this show, you too have been punished.
If it was hell, it would be a video show.
And the name of the show will punish you.
It should be a video show.
Well, it was the one time.
Oh, God.
Maybe we should do that again.
Open or closed robe?
It's closed. It's like a pullover kind of thing.
It's a Snuggie?
It's not a Snuggie.
You're wearing a Snuggie.
No, we talked about this last
conversation
week.
Before. What the hell?
Yeah, we talked about this last week. He has a man gown.
That's right, the man gown.
I'm not sure which is worse, actually.
God. Is it an elegant silk number?
No, it's like shoulder pads. It's just like stretched. It's old stretched out cotton, unfortunately, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's just like jersey material.
When Kilby and I rolled up to his house in the middle of the night, that's what he greeted us at the door wearing.
Oh, yeah. I
wear
this thing.
We almost turned around.
Brandy
and
in one hand,
right.
Cigar on the other. Come on in, boys.
Come on in. I'll show you around.
And then we talked about
quantum. The basement.
We talked quantum physics for an hour and then fell asleep.
We did. I don't know why the we did that. That was some dumb shit.
We did that because it was 3 in the morning and Kilby had been driving for 21 hours.
And I thought he was just wired up at that point, and then I realized it was just Kilby. Like, 2 days later, I was like, oh, he's just like that all the time. Oh,
apparently so.
Huh. Jittery.
Okay, so what else is in the news?
Other news? Yeah. Bestiality is cool. What's next?
Well, I don't think anyone will care about this, but it's got to be more interesting than bestiality.
Super I don't
Samurai
know.
Is coming back on the air with new episodes.
God.
That's a thing.
Beginning Saturday, October 13th, and they're moving to 1 p.m. instead of 11:30.
Huh.
Does it mean we have
oh,
to
just in time for kids' soccer
week?
Practice.
On Saturday? That's football time. I can't do that. Hmm. Damn.
You know, I have to say, it's a toss-up between this and bestiality.
So, assuming they actually finish all the new stuff before the DVD set gets released in December, that means it will have taken Nickelodeon 95 weeks to complete a 40-episode story.
Wow. It wasn't worthy of 9 episodes.
But instead, it actually gets 2 more episodes as holiday specials.
Right.
Aren't those already out? Like, I see those
no,
on Netflix.
It was just Samurai's holiday special. Now we have Super Samurai's holiday specials.
Oh, well, f*** me and the goat ass.
That's my new favorite phrase.
That's what everyone says when they watch that.
It's an Adam Sandler thing. He don't really want to steal it.
But no, actually, I was thinking about this a little bit, and you know, most shows only do get a 22-episode season per year.
Yeah, but they usually do that in, like, a month.
British shows get 6 episodes a year.
Well, the thing is,
or
they've been done
8.
Filming it for, like, over a year.
Yeah.
Right. 90? Yeah, that's 2 years there, bro.
Mm-hmm. No, but, you know, this will be the second 22-episode season, so as normal TV shows go, it kind of works.
Right, if it was
except,
a normal
except,
TV show.
Except for the 22-week break in between new episodes.
God. It just prolonged the pain.
I mean, just from
okay,
a...
question, though.
Yeah.
Does the repetition of the episodes actually help kids, though?
No.
Hasn't there been studies prove that the repetition is what drills shit into kids' brains? Like, you need this
That's
toy
the...
or learn
okay.
your alphabet?
Okay,
if I was a kid and it went half a year without new episodes, I'd be like, f***.
Well, and that's
imagine
kind of
you're a younger kid. Imagine
the channel to find out what else is on.
Imagine that you're a fat American.
Well, no, that's kind of the point, though. Repetition in some contexts is useful for teaching kids. Repetition of TV shows in constant rerun cycles for 6 months at a time makes kids lose interest in shows.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Samurai's ratings right. have...
Except-
taken a downturn since the start of the season because of all the consistent reruns.
But the toy sales have been pretty fantastic, though, haven't they?
That's because the toys are not in reruns.
Yeah.
Not exactly.
And that's been pumping shit out.
Literally.
Bandai's doing better their toys out than Hasbro is. Oh, snap.
That is true. I will give it that.
Like, there's like amazing creation of because, stuff on the shelf.
Yeah, we talked about that like Megazord gift set, and then I went to Toys R Us, and it was there. Whereas, like with Transformers, we talk about it, and then
well, it's like stuff
maybe you see it one day,
so they can cycle stuff back in. That's how it's supposed to work.
No, I mean the one thing you can take away from Samurai is that Bandai has probably handled this better than any other Power Rangers line to date.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing about that $130 Megazord set is that it's a $130 box set of toys that have been on the shelves for a year, and they're still moving.
Yeah. There was only one at my store when I went a couple weeks ago.
My store, Toys R Us nearest to me has already sold through all of them.
And there's another thing. They're selling from Toys R Us. Nobody buys anything from Toys R Us.
And it's like it makes my brain melt because I look at it and I'm like, I kind of want that.
It does at least make me look forward to when they reach the Gokaiger stuff.
Yeah,
merchandise,
exactly. Yeah.
Gokaiger stuff that I can actually go out
honestly,
and buy.
I'm looking forward to the Ghost Ager merchandise too because, you know, I like the Zords on the show. I just hate the show they're associated with.
Yeah.
Man,
or you might
I'm
hate the show
they're
associated with too.
I have an erection because I just thought about the gift set for Gokaiger. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to need a second.
Oh, and I'll be able to get the 13th engine that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know,
since
it's a Bandai of America one, there's every chance that it will have compatible connector ports with the previous 12
Ooh.
American.
Oh, my yes.
Oh.
And
chew on that.
And hopefully,
say it again.
We'll use the same the Bandai America style engine cells too.
Yeah, say it again. Say it.
On the other hand, if there's only 20 episodes of Gokaiger footage they're using, they might cut out all the Mach Falcon stuff.
Why would they? That's the final form for the Megazord.
That'd be kind of hard. They have to cut out.
Already removed RPM from continuity. They might as well remove the gimmicks based on it,
and all the footage associated with it.
Yes.
Like, you know, the big final battles and all that, and just refilm everything.
Sure.
They already did six resorts as standalones during Samurai instead of showing the mid-season combo.
But then what will they use for
But then they used that the unaltered footage the next week anyway.
I was trying to think about Gokaiger stuff, and you guys ruined my heart on.
No, Paladin.
Good. Job is done here.
Not us.
There will be no sour cream tonight.
Damn.
Not in the silver spotlight.
Nope.
Oh.
Damn.
So, news?
Movie World Ultimatum's going to have double XL O's and Birth in it.
Yay!
As suits or the actors?
Writers. Wow.
And you know, the thing is, because...
What?
I can imagine them at least getting the voices back for most of these guys if they don't get the actual actors.
They haven't mentioned anything about actors.
Well, nine common writers because you have Nabisco, and
that's eight. She's in the eight.
Yeah. Well, and you're probably going to have Beast show up at the end.
Yeah. Beast will probably have a cameo.
And the villains for the Movie Wars segment is Occamizer 3.
What's that?
It's another old Ishii Amori show.
Yeah. But, because, I mean, they still have Eiji's actor on the contract.
And Ankh.
Yeah, and Goto and Date's actors at least did some voiceover work in Superhero Taisen.
And Ren Kiriyama loves coming back to do that whenever he can.
All you'd have to do is offer him the job. He's like, okay.
Yeah, if he's not, like, if he doesn't have a schedule conflict, he'll come back and do it.
If he's not stocking shelves, then he will be there.
That really,
No. That you're thinking of Mouth.
Oh,
just by process of elimination, they probably will have at least maybe the voice actor for Axel in there somewhere.
Yeah, and because he was in he was also he was in movie. He was in
Net movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing.
Oh, those Net movies.
Hooray.
So, anything else?
Well, Bluefin is yet again teasing the ZU Ranger figure arts and have decided that they will show off the first prototypes at New York Comic Con, which is 3 days away from recording this.
Yay. It'd be fantastic if like their SHF prototypes were like to scale with the American Samurai figures.
God.
They might be affordable that way.
No, they wouldn't.
No, same price.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. No, you take your raping.
Now there's an intro quote.
You will never get through all of the intro quotes I have given you.
I know, at least with JD, I could probably do one different one every week.
That's what I'm saying. You would have to do a different one every week, and you're just too lazy to do that.
But he keeps supplying more than one a week, so...
I know. Entropy is working against you.
It's not a matter of lazy. It's a matter of I have to make sure to ration out the other guys.
Ah, I see. You need balance.
They're not as prolific as you are.
The Qui-Gon Jinn of the...
So he's a useless character with a good voice?
Hey! Look, man, Liam Neeson kicks ass, okay?
He does, but episode one is f***ing terrible, no matter who's in it.
I'm not saying it's not, I'm just saying that, you know...
He did a good job
of dying.
So is Taken
2, for the record.
Oh, you've seen Taken 2? I haven't seen it yet.
I got dragged to it.
And it was awesome? It
was awful.
Oh, come on.
What did you think of the first Taken?
Stupid, but, you know, decent stupid.
Oh, my God.
You don't hate yourself for looking at it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, then I'm not going to value your opinion on this thing.
Yeah, you're just wrong.
Well, you probably should anyway.
The first movie was excellent.
Yeah, after that whole purple
space hole. I'll see the Nicolas Cage copycat movie.
What?
With, like, Stolen, I think.
Oh.
Really? There's a Nick Cage copycat movie.
Jeez.
Yes, there is.
Oh.
Is it on Sci-Fi Channel?
1 second.
I always loved that the sci-fi ripoff of Battleship came out before the actual movie did.
Yeah.
Warships.
Come on. You know,
all right, peep the shit out.
Oh my God. I was wanting to make one of those meat stolen. God. 12 hours. Oh my God. Stolen, as in the plot of this movie.
One kid that stolen. Nicolas Cage.
I want to do one of those meme pictures that's some combination.
You're a director of The Expendables 2? Oh, there's a resume stain.
The director also did Con Air, which is pretty great.
Con Air's pretty good.
Well, it came out last month and like nobody even noticed.
Yeah. I should tell you something.
Yes.
I want to do one of those meme pictures, though, that's like that's like Liam Neeson characters and somewhere I get the quote wrong, you know? Like, it's a picture of Qui-Gon and a quote from Taken, and the attribute is to the guy from The Gray. You know, something like that.
So Liam Neeson's my favorite captain in Serenity.
So this movie actually came out.
Yeah.
$100,000
on a $35 million budget.
How much of that do you think was Nick Cage's salary?
Well, I hope he got paid up front, too. That's...
Oh, shit.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm going to...
All right.
And what's even worse is that...
You wonder if he knows it's shit as he's doing it.
They put it out 2 weeks before Taken 2, also.
God. Yeah, I'm
not sure he did it. He knows anything is shit. He did two f***ing Ghost Rider movies.
But they paid him. You know, at some point you got to pay for it. Look, he spent a lot of money on that Action Comic number one. So, you know.
The
thing about Nicolas Cage is that he doesn't really care if it's bad. He just has fun doing it. He doesn't give a shit.
I like Sam Jackson, actually.
And yeah. I can respect that, but at the same time, he's not really doing himself any favors in popular opinion.
He doesn't care.
I don't
think
he's
just in it because he enjoys doing it.
Yeah, but he's going to get typecast in these bad movies and one day wake up to what's happened.
9 times out of 10, though, if you ask an actor, they just want to work, you know?
True.
Like there was that interview with the, God, what's his name? That was the original Black Ranger. And like
Walter Jones.
Yeah, Walter Jones. And they were like, you know, what do you miss most about doing the Power Rangers show? What was his answer? Steady work. I mean, it's like, it's like I had a paycheck. That's what I miss. Oh, yeah, and the cool stuff, but really the paycheck. It's great. I could go to work.
Okay, so do we have any more news?
I think that's good enough.
Okay. That works out just about right. That was our first half hour.
Yay! We are on track to keep Ken awake.
Bite me.
No sleep.
Have you noticed Ken's gotten kind of bitter in the last couple of months?
It's probably because he hasn't slept a Monday night in like 2 years.
I assumed he's turning into Paladin.
Grumpy. These days he'll just be a curmudgeon that refused to say anything until it's absolutely quiet, and then it's something really like mean.
It'll just be the same joke again and again for 50 weeks.
I have a question.
Because it's not that already.
I have a question though. So if you get the trigger and you, does it have the maximum drive?
No.
In it? Or is
that sure?
In yeah. Okay.
And I have the have that new double driver ordered on Rider Proxy.
So it does have the maximum drive.
Well, when you get yours, when I get mine, let's trade, because you weigh 30 pounds and I weigh considerably more than that. That way the belt will be more likely to fit.
Yeah.
Well,
I had to get a belt extender for my car.
Mickey, do you have
your car as a driver?
Yeah, in order to be the driver for my car, I had to get a belt extender.
Mickey, do you have a 36 waist?
Maximum driving.
Mickey.
What?
Do you have a 36 waist?
I at least.
I don't think belt.
Sir, that was the answer.
I don't
only
think
a little surplus there.
I don't think belt sizes work that way.
What's the error on that? Plus or minus 5 inches?
36 times what?
Not all precincts are reporting in.
Well, I know you must have a smaller waist than I do.
I don't know.
And Fort Max apparently has left.
Has he watched porn recently? Because that could change the size.
What you doing, Fort Max? Fort Max!
What?
What are you doing?
I put the headset off for a minute because I was getting some water.
Did you have a mute button?
No, I think the one thing we've established in 2.5 years is that Fort Max does not have a mute button.
is he still using the free one he got?
Yes.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
So there you go.
Just like that. Someday, Ken, you'll be just like that.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, Ken was going on this whole tirade on Twitter earlier, and it's just like, dude.
It was
dude,
awesome.
Unclench.
What was it about? I haven't been paying attention.
I don't want to get into it.
Oh, I was telling him that he was going to get rectum damage if he didn't, like, let go of all his tension about superhero war and how it would be.
Basically,
received.
XV was telling him to poop.
Basically, yes.
Just poop.
Having a razor saw moment?
No, it was just more.
Yeah, he was.
People that are being dumbasses. And
Ken was being very Jeff.
No, it was just
mad uppity people for making opinions about things that they haven't seen yet.
Yeah, that's basically it.
And also, Ken,
that's what we do. This is the internet.
Also, yeah. Ken, one point I failed
Ken,
to make.
Remember, the head writer, the writer for Superhero Tyson is the head writer for Smile Precure.
Eh, so.
XP's up in his scream there over that. That's
yeah, I was considering that. Let me just mark that down in case I decide to later. No, Ken, the point I failed to make on Twitter when we were talking about that before is that J Fusion does not count as a credible news site.
That seems I ever looked there.
Well, from the way you're talking, it sounds like you do.
Nope.
Oh, sure you do.
No, you lie.
Nope.
You lie to make your point sound good.
Nope. You bullshit poop. To make your point sound good.
You poop. You will poop now.
Whatever.
Poop.
So I'm not out of alcohol, I'm out of ice.
Speaking of rage quit, it's time for Go Busters.
It's time for Special Buster.
Alright, Ken, time for Go Busters.
Yay!
I'll take Busters this week.
But it's funnier if we make Ken do it.
Ken's pissed off now, he's not gonna do it.
We're trying to see Ken. If we can drive him to a rage quit.
Ken, you don't have to poop if you don't want to, okay?
Jeez.
Hold the poop in.
Okay, Mickey, you want Buster?
Yes. So, this week on Busters, a kid is desperately in need of waffles and cereal.
The best part of the episode.
Frosted waffles! You want frosted waffles?
I want
They're
waffles.
Great! Get your frosted waffles!
Now, to be completely fair, they do sound amazingly delicious.
They do.
Japanese commercials for food always make the food look really awesome, even if it's something disgusting.
Like tofu?
I want to make fish
sausage. I can't imagine how this would be bad, though.
I want to... Yeah, I want to make real waffles.
Beast Wars second fish sausage.
So steaming up.
I want a fish sausage now.
I can't even imagine what fish sausage tastes like. Mickey, have you ever had a fish sausage?
If you melt tofu over it, though, it's probably pretty good.
I eat sausage, but I don't eat fish.
That's awesome. Well done, sir. That was good. I see what you did there.
So, take a shot.
Oh, are we? I thought our drinking game this week was Fort Max interrupting, in which case our audience is dead of alcohol poisoning already.
They are no longer there.
We really need to limit the drinking
and yet
game thing.
We still
to...
have more listeners than Fanboy Versus.
Oh,
nice!
Oh, I see how
this kind of shit. Why JD sixed them on us?
I even told your story on my show yesterday. Yeah. Man, I told
this
the Fort.
This is why the other hosts on Fanboy Versus hate us.
I told the story where he ignored me. Even.
Oh yeah, that's a great story.
Yeah, but. My listeners had heard it. So.
JD, did you tell the story where you got kicked out of the front row at BotCon, too?
Now you need to do is drop the Oklahoma joke.
No, my hair's going to
That sound.
Sorry.
No, not you.
No, that's my grunting, powering up sound.
It sounds like you're throwing up.
No. I'm powering up, you bastard. Dude, I'm going to go Super Saiyan on you.
Sounds more like vomit.
Go poop.
Your beard turns all blonde and points up.
I know, it's like blonde is like 4 feet long and pointed. Like a sword.
With a big hole in the middle.
Yeah.
The beard point up too.
I always wondered if Nappa had gone Super Saiyan, would you be able to tell?
You grow hair.
So it's just his little mustache. It grows out and it shoots up.
It would do like the 19th century where it's like long curls.
Handlebar.
Handlebar.
Yeah, like shoot up that like it obscures his eyes. You can't see anything.
Kill people with his mustache.
I'm sorry, Go Busters?
Right, Go Busters. The team was all sitting around the base saying, huh, Inter survived. Well,
I'll be damned.
No one would have figured that.
And, you know, they're watching the recap of last week's episode at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, because that's all more than it's good for.
So last week, they did the... last week, we got a recap at the beginning. This week, we get a recap at the beginning. So just in case you kids were asleep...
Yeah, in case
you probably were, because the ratings are so shit.
Okay, but see, the difference this week is that we didn't get a recap and then have the recap explained to us. We just got a recap where they were explaining what was going on.
I just love how dull they'll feel about this. Interstellar Life, huh? Well, okay, sure.
We killed our parents for nothing.
Killed all of our parents. Well,
see, that would require them bringing that up.
Yeah.
Except Inter does bring it up later on.
To bring it up, I was going to say.
But I'm talking about the heroes. Like, there's going to be some... this is why you don't take a plot point from the end of the series and stick it in the middle of the series. Because
it's not a plot point from the end of the series. It's the middle of the series. It happened a few episodes ago, remember?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, Roman and Yoko have some change to their personality for this, for their entire motivation, you know, they murdered.
No, they're fine.
Mickey, be careful. You're going to make Ken's butt fall off.
He's going to push.
Intro quote.
I'm just imagining, like, you know, if you shake up a 2-liter of soda and, like, unscrew it? All over the room.
Oh. You're wondering what explosive diarrhea looks like, kids.
And he'd make the scream on.
Shut the fuck up, seriously. God almighty.
I wasn't thinking about you specifically. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, sure you weren't. I really believe that.
No, now, honestly, Ken, when he said that, you were not the first thing I thought of.
Dude, I had butthole surgery, okay? No, you're okay. Don't worry.
Because you don't make the same joke over and over again.
I've had tailbone surgery. That's close enough.
That's pretty... Ow.
Yeah, it was.
I had the tip of my finger pinched off by a drill press.
Oh, nobody cares about that.
I hear it grows back.
No, it's shorter.
Oh. Let's do an experiment. Let's cut the tip of someone else's finger off.
That it.
Fort Max?
Nope. See if it grows back. And what you do is you cut various links of all of the tips of their fingers and see from which point it grows back.
Oh,
that's
no, but
science.
But see, you're
probably just going to shoot it off anyway.
No, but see, you have to leave a control, so I think you should leave the middle finger unclipped.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But the other fingers, you cut them back at various lengths to see which one they'll grow back. This is how you do science. Just like the MythBusters.
Mickey.
Okay, I'm sorry. We can do GoBusters again.
Do we need absolute silence?
I think Mickey forgot what we were doing.
I did.
He forgot what we were doing.
I kind of forgot what we were doing, too. So
that's
this is my favorite show for a while.
Inter's still alive. Okay, well, that's surprising. Shocking. Meanwhile, Inter is creating a new Metroid, and the first thing it does is sink a school into a big pit of sand.
So
it makes so much sense.
You say school.
It doesn't matter whose school.
It's an antlion.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Because Japan loves those antlions for some reason.
They're a huge problem, Japan. I guess. They're just trapping kids left and right in sandboxes.
Yeah.
So the big gaping hole is opening in the ground instead of the sky this week.
Oh, I thought it was your mom.
Yeah, but this monster doesn't
always
have a goatee lever.
Yeah, no goatee lever.
No, it has a goatee drill. It takes out...
A drill that will pierce the gaping.
It pulls the dildo out of its shoulder.
Inter shows up on the staircase to drop some exposition on the motherfuckers.
Let me explain my entire plot to you.
So that you kids at home...
Follow along. And know what we're
copied,
doing for the next 12 episodes. Or
I copied Messiah's brain into 12 trading cards that I'm throwing out randomly into the city.
So they
can't you find them all before time runs out?
Remember
Let's
when
make
Inter
it a game.
Was, like, you know, the best villain?
Yeah.
He's intelligent villain.
It's basically the plot of Inuyasha is what we're at now.
Yeah. Yep. Fine.
Like,
it's gone jewel
either
stars.
That or Jackie Chan Adventures.
Same difference.
Yeah. We're just going to collect...
No, Jackie Chan Adventures is the show that comes on after this.
It's funny, too, because this is also the plot of Transformers Prime right now.
Huh.
Yeah. How about
that? Yeah, and animated. Well, actually, it's more like the plot of animated, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
The plot of animated, because that was the whole thing. Yeah, the shards of the...
All and Armada.
Was waking up...
for about 20 episodes before they forgot they had a plot.
Yeah. Why do you need a plot?
Plot?
Well, see, the problem with Armada was that they could not simultaneously remember the plot and what Leader One, who Leader One actually was in the cast.
Right.
So, I mean, you kind of had to take one or the other for that.
You don't get both.
Okay, so info bomb.
Yes, Messiah cards get thrown out to the city. Then the mooks run out, and big fight starts going on. Blah blah blah. Karate chop this, kick that.
And the current Metroid was made from an hourglass, because that makes total sense.
Yes. Well, I mean, it makes about as much sense as any of Inter's other choices, so that's not really out of character.
No, that's fine.
An eraser, that's a great choice.
An eraser was a great choice.
Yeah.
But I guess he's not even choosing them, though. He's just hoping they land on something.
Right, that's kind of random at this point.
I'm sure the theory is that they will be attracted to the appropriate object to interface with and create the.
I think
the
interest proven. It doesn't really matter what he puts the card on. It's going to turn into something evil and badass regardless.
Right.
So it's just like fuck it, pitch to pick up.
And it's going to get blown up anyway. So.
Yes. Although I don't really know why we need the Megazords.
Yeah, so the Megazord's about 4.5 hours out.
They have robots to sell.
I guess, because it does kind of like...
Well, actually, in this episode, they didn't really need the Megazord anyway. It just happened off screen.
No, it didn't. The countdown timer's still going at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I guess it'll happen next episode.
All right, so Red is finally Inter.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
And Red is like going, okay, so why did you just tell us all this information about what you're actually doing? That was
hey, at least he's living in the world, and he's like, dude, that was a whole bunch of information to drop on us.
He's like, oh, I just want to see your expression on your faces.
Maybe you want them to collapse in despair so the gates will open.
Yeah.
Which I kind of admire I just want to see y'all's faces drop, but yeah, it was a dumb move.
Well, it wasn't there something about, though, like, he's trying to take information from them as well, like, data for Messiah, like, from them as well or something? Seemed like there was something about that. I was fishing in World of Warcraft at the time, so I was only half watching, but...
Good job.
It's probably more fun, actually.
Yeah.
He did bring up the fact that, hey, you killed your parents, haha.
Yeah.
He's the only one who has.
I mean, give it to, like, at least the writing for Enter, where he's like, all right, look, I'm going to have to tell you all of this stuff.
And it just seems odd that, like, Enter seems more emotionally affected by the whole ordeal than the people who killed their parents.
It's probably because...
Well, he had to do shit. Backing up is not a fun thing to do.
I think at the very least, I like that he was like, you think I lost you because you were better? No, I was distracted, bitch.
Yeah.
We'll give at least credit for that.
To be fair, it's probably easier for them to kill their parents because they haven't seen them in 15 years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And their parents were asking to die anyway. So.
They could have communicated all this time and they never sent even a letter.
Yeah.
I mean, bastard. Motivation. It's when you erase that, it becomes a bit more.
I will say, Enter is probably the first character ever in Sentai to have made a backup.
Huh. Well, he stole the idea from Malcolm in Cyber Squad because he backed up Kilo Khan.
Yes.
So that's where he got that from. Steal from the best now.
So while this fight is going on, a little girl is about to fall into the Antlion pits, but Nick saves her at the cost of falling in himself, and he's turned into data streams or something like in the T2, and it's whatever.
Oh, well, they'll just have to go to the primary village for him.
Sadly, that was my first thought also.
Man, Frontier sucked.
Blah, blah, Digimon.
Yes, thank you.
Frontier was good, damn it. least for a little while.
No, it wasn't.
Until the Royal Knights came in.
Until the theme song stopped.
Yeah. And then the show started and it was sad.
Well, see, the problem with Frontier only is that it had enough plot for 26 episodes and it stretched it over 50. It's never a good thing.
Oh,
Frontier
look.
Is Energon,
back.
Except it doesn't make you want to hang yourself.
Say again?
Frontier is Transformers Energon, except it doesn't make you want to hang yourself.
I saw a video.
Yeah, it's odd comparison.
Mickey?
Look, Escape is back.
Yay!
Can we talk about Digimon again instead?
Inter has enough of her shit, and he says, "All right, bitch, behave."
Does it look like Inter has like partially fused with Messiah?
Probably.
With
that's probably where he's keeping the backup.
Yeah. In his pooper.
So he's gonna turn into a giant rubber monster.
Maybe there was 13 of those cards, and one went in him.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the base. Hey guys. Remember the football armor we bought from Sportsman's Warehouse for you?
Okay.
The thing I love about this is the flashback they use shows how completely ineffective that armor was because it's
all
getting
shot
off.
Well, it hadn't been painted to match their suits yet.
Well, I know, but it's just like, okay, this armor could be our last hope, and here's the flashback of it getting blown off of you.
Remember how proud that was?
Here's the thing about this stuff. They're like, okay, we need this armor. I know, here's a brilliant idea. Let's make the Buddyroids power them. Oh, wait, one of them is inside the monster.
Huh.
And that's
so
the one
finish
we'll finish
first.
And that, yeah,
of
that's
course, it's red. It's done three times as fast.
Writing on this show, people.
The thing I like about the introduction of their upgrade is there's no reason for them to need an upgrade. I mean, there's no increased threat here. It's like, oh, well, you'll need new toys.
No, they did say that they when they first fought that Messiah-powered Metaroid, it kicked their ass.
But the first time
they're
trying
to make an excuse for
us.
Yeah, there's nothing exceptionally dangerous about this Metaroid. It's just
the same thing every single episode.
See, you know, if it would have been like a bandsaw instead of an hourglass, you might get more of an idea of a threat from it. But, I mean, what's an hourglass going to do? Run out?
And what's bad is that his boy getting finished first even gets lampshaded. It's like they know this is bullshit. It's like, funny how this got done first despite your buddy Roy not being here, which we're going to use as the power source of it.
I thought Ryusei said his was done, but they traded. I don't know. I guess.
No. Nope.
They said, oh, he said he was still, they were still working on his. We did yours first.
For no f***ing reason at all.
Right. Well, because then he was going to use it to get Nick.
No, but he doesn't.
And that's not what they didn't explain it that way either.
No.
Yeah, they didn't explain it even though that is how it happened, though.
Like, here's yours even though you do not have your power source.
Right. Now, you know, if they could have explained that, you know, slap this on, push the button, it'll suck Nick back out of the Metaroid.
Yeah, see, that's what
thing.
I thought they were going to do. But
yeah.
It's...
But no, they went another way. Mickey?
So what we've learned is they're now in the business of explaining things that aren't important. And not explaining things that are.
Yes.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
Mickey.
So, don't explain the important
plot
points.
JD, you're not Mickey. Don't be a Fort Mac.
Shut up.
Silence.
JD can be Mickey if I can be Paladin.
Well, you're working on it.
But that means I have to be either Ken or Fort Max, and that's not fair.
Well, now you're being Fort Max, so...
So take a drink.
All right, motherfucking Ryuji says go fight the f***ing monster. So he punches his f***ing chest in, and then he gets this f***ing Buddyroid back. Have fun
Damn.
Editing all that out.
No problem.
Oh, yeah, and then they remember Jin was in this show. And Jay.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
That exactly.
And even they recognize that. Do you realize how long it's been since we had screen time?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember us, motherfuckers?
At least he didn't pretend this week that he was in the scene when he wasn't.
Yeah.
Like it did last week. Come on, Jin.
Hey, remember us?
Off screen. You,
I'm the guy that says right. Cool stuff, and he's the guy that stands in front of me.
Although Jay did have a more stand in front of moments.
Set.
So we get our armor. Oh, for f- sake.
It was
all
a
right.
Bad background sound. You're okay. Just keep going.
Someone else take over.
Ken?
No.
Well, that was an interesting episode. What happens next week?
They get their armor, they fight, they get powered up versions of their powers, and then they run too long for the Megazord.
And Ryuji's suddenly an alchemist for whatever reason.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He doesn't have to clap his hands, at least.
Yeah.
He apparently fights using Killer Croc style.
Or Yellow Owl style.
Yeah, but, yeah, Go Buster sucks now.
Well, you may think so. I still enjoy it.
I think this episode was fun.
It is.
No, I've seen a lot of episodes that sucked. This doesn't yet suck. It's just not very good. It's kind of like Prime.
Nah.
No, because Prime does suck.
Now, I think once you remove, like, any consequence for the main characters and they don't even have any reaction to what has f***ing transpired, I don't really give a shit anymore.
Well, that's well and good for a real television show, but this is Super Sentai, so...
But,
You can't hold it to good writing standards. You can just hold it to whether it's exciting and breezy.
I can hold it to standards of other shows.
More importantly, you can't hold it to Gokaiger standards.
Yeah.
Because nothing will be that again.
Well, there's no reason why not, because it's the same production people, more or less. They just, rotate them out every few years.
If you're expecting every Sentai to be Gokaiger since Gokaiger has existed...
I'm expecting to at least be, consistent with itself, which it's not now, so...
Because no, Go Buster
was good.
Consistent for
it was not
quite
as
a while.
Good as Gokaiger, but it was good within itself. And now it's not, because it's not even consistent within itself, so I don't give a shit.
Well, it's fine. I don't give a shit. But I just think you're holding the show to a higher standard than we should be.
I'm holding it to the standard that it had of itself, which now it really doesn't.
And nobody watched it, and they had to do something, otherwise they were going to lose their time slot, I'm sure.
It's getting worse and worse and worse since episode,
Well, I mean, you have to...
Itself, that 29 and 30 were the worst episodes of Super Sentai you've ever seen.
No, I've seen Ghost Ager.
You have it on recording. That's exactly what you said.
Well, I think, though, I mean, it kind of goes back to what we said about it, which is that it's not done for an American audience. It's done for a Japanese audience. And
it's done for a Japanese audience of five-year-olds.
Yeah, and the Japanese like consistency. And they like, they like to see what they've seen before again because it reinforces, that things are the way they are.
So next year, we're definitely going to be getting a very, very generic series.
Yeah,
The formula for as long as it's been the formula because it works.
Right. They like it. And I mean, that's the thing. As an American series, this never would have lasted because it just doesn't. It's just like you said, we loved it because it was different. They hated it because it was different. So,
I didn't even love it because it was different. I liked it because it was good. But Gokaiger is very traditional, but it was good too.
Really, the way to look at Go Busters is that it's the RPM to Super Sentai's normal Power Rangers.
There goes the cow.
Huh? What?
That's seldom a good sign.
Yeah.
What happened?
You went out.
No, I'm still here.
No, okay. You say the thing about Go Busters is blank.
That's right.
That's what he said.
Sure.
No, Go Busters is to Sentai what RPM was to Power Rangers.
Briefly.
No, I mean pretty.
Except Go Busters was actually on the air.
No, it doesn't really matter though, since nobody was watching it.
No. RPM had one complete run on TV, and half of it never got the reruns.
But I just see a lot of, when a show can't even remain consistent within itself, and I know reasons why, that just does not necessarily excuse it or make it good.
But you have to reach a point where you can see the bad and still see the good and take them both and something about the facts of life.
There was some good in this episode. Unfortunately, it was all just Enter.
And Jay.
Yeah, Jay was.
And the special effects in the fight scene were fun.
Yeah. I mean, they were, but the, if
and you know Hiromu doing the Gekki Ranger attack is kind of weird.
But... I mean, Ghost Ager has some good fight scenes too, but
it was Ghost Ager.
It's also a really terrible show, and there's nothing behind it to invest me towards it. Since they've taken away the motivations of half the main characters, I mean, there's nothing to invest. Because now their motivation is just a generic, well, I don't want that to happen to anybody else now.
Okay, theoretically here, if, say, the whole Messiah story arc had lasted a full season, and we started off a second season with this story arc, would you have been more okay with it?
Well, except Sentai doesn't really break it down.
That's not the question,
just
Ken.
Theoretical. If this was start of a brand new second season of GoBusters with an entirely different direction, would you have been more okay with it that way?
Like you said, if it went out in a second year or something like that?
Right.
Yeah, if they decided to do something really different.
If that would presume then that the previous storylines had enough time to gestate properly and conclude properly. Because there was signs of things in that conclusion that would have been good if they had had the proper time to do it, but they crammed like 4 or 5 episodes worth of material into one episode.
Okay, so what it sounds like your grievance really is, it's not with the direction the show is taking now, it's how they wrapped up the previous direction the way they did.
The current direction now, though, isn't that great either, because Enter's plan is kind of stupid. And
I don't know. I mean, like, I mean, in the sense that
It could have made a backup.
That's the smartest thing any Sentai villain's ever done.
Well, and Messiah's entire goal was to take over the real world. So he's still trying to achieve that goal. It's not like Messiah's goal has changed.
The entire hunt for the cards thing that are numbered, so you know it's going to be one every episode for 13 episodes. That wears a bit thin also, even just from the very start.
So wait, knowing that there's going to be a monster of the week every week?
No.
Are you seriously saying that?
That's not what I meant. No.
But the point remains. I mean, that's essentially what's going to happen. We know there's going to be a monster of the week every week. That's exactly what the cards are facilitating.
Aspect of it, because...
Well, they're not really... I mean...
Now for the next...
It's not, I mean, I don't get the feeling that it's going to work out to be that kind of, you know, like, I made the Inuyasha joke, but I don't think it's going to be like that. I mean, it seems like it's just going to be, that's the way to facilitate where the next monster is going to come from. They can't detect the card, so it's not like they can even find them.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll find a way to detect the cards later on. I mean, maybe that will mix things up.
Right. You don't know everything that they're going to do yet.
Right, and
so
I mean...
It seems
like they're setting up the most generic way possible. Well, they seem to think that's what will get them and through till the next series.
This is one episode, so we don't really know how everything's going to pan out. It's perfectly believable. I mean, their parents were already incorporated into Messiah. You know, what if in the bits of Messiah that they're putting back together, their parents' consciousness is still in there?
Oh, there will be a cop out to bring their parents back. I am fully up.
Oh, so now, but if it's a cop, so it's a cop out. It can't be like part of the plot. Like,
well, not. But you don't even make a big deal of it in the first place. You do it, and then oh well, they're dead.
Well, they've been dead. I mean, that's the whole thing that they learned when they went into hyperspace. Their parents have been dead. Their parents were dead.
But you would think that would have some effect on Hiromu and Yoko in the way they act in any way, shape, or form.
It did in the episode, but in the sense, I mean, like I said, they've been missing their parents and stuff for that long, you know.
Yeah, and it's all. Anytime you see Hiromu when he's not on a mission, that's all he's thinking about.
But he has resolution now. He knows that they were dead the whole time. That as soon as they entered hyperspace, it was over.
But it's not even addressed at all in the slightest bit.
Well, not.
Why should it be?
I mean, not on screen.
Because plotting and story.
Well, because people don't grieve forever.
Yeah,
the story for the entire series, and then well.
If anybody's going to know, it's going to be Mickey. I mean, you know, yeah.
Okay. Here's the other thing. Okay. Do kids want to see these characters moping around over killing their parents? No, they do not. This should not be in a kid's show.
That's why it's a mistake to do it halfway through the series.
But it was done halfway through the series.
You can't do stuff like that and then just forget about it, or else it comes off as hollow. It doesn't come off as genuine at all.
The moment happened. It was just in that episode when they realized
like
they were going to have to.
Because they crammed too much in that one episode.
But they had the moment. I mean, they had the moment.
You can't have these characters dragging this moment out for the next 6 weeks, because that's going to bump kids the hell out.
That's why it was a mistake in the first place to do it in the first place.
I don't know. Maybe they can, because Jet Man, that dude, like, cried over that bitch for the whole f***ing series. But,
but that was Jet Man. I mean, come on.
But that was Jet Man. That was like one of the best anti-series.
That's the point. You can't have them be mopey all the time, but that's why you shouldn't have done it like that in the first place.
You said that's why you shouldn't have done it in the first episode?
So you're mad that they did it? You're mad that then they tried to do it and they didn't do it? You're mad that they did it and didn't do it?
I'm mad that it was piss poor execution. Yeah.
Okay. Basically what this is coming down to is that the show is not living up to Ken's expectations that he's had for however many weeks previously.
Prior?
Yes, prior.
What kind of thing is that?
So, priorly, no, this is not living up to Ken's...
I mean,
it's not living up to Ken's expectations, and he's mad about it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, with all due respect,
I don't think it's a good show anymore.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I've enjoyed this conversation that has developed around this point. But we need to move along.
Yeah.
We're kind of running long.
As long as you're cool with the fact that the rest of us might not like feel that way and we can be cool with it, then I'm fine with you being.
I didn't say otherwise.
Okay.
We're not begrudging you your opinion, Ken. We're just trying to like get you to draw it out some. You know what I mean? Yeah. We would like to understand more what your problem is.
I just don't think the execution has been there, and I don't think it's consistent within what it's set up itself within its own show, not any comparison to Gokaiger or Chinkinger or whatever.
Or Jetman.
Jetman's a long time to be comparing.
Because he cried over that bitch for the whole f***ing series, and then she finally f***ing died at the end.
Spoilers.
So he could...
It's 20 f***ing years old.
But I'm only on episode 19.
That's your problem, dude. I finished that show in a f***ing week, man. I knew it was awesome, and I watched it all.
Yeah, but, you know, you also didn't have your wife at home then, either.
Well, that's true.
All right, so can we change to a different topic, please?
I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, since you...
All right, JD.
I knew it. Yeah, okay. Because I got out of it last week.
And we'll just edit out Paladin's magic word joke.
Magic word.
Please.
I don't know which happened first.
It starts with some people riding on a Midnight Express.
I didn't even have to. Yes, that's right. The kids riding.
Okay, so that's another superhero time drinking game. Every time JD says, "Okay, what happened first?
I think that happened. Just not
happened
the order.
Second.
You're gonna destroy so many livers.
So, yeah. Anyway, we're getting donuts. And so the guy from the donut shop brings out
not quite as ugly guy. You got to be specific here.
The guy, not the
girl. Not the Asian, but yellow.
Right. And he's like got all these fucking beads on. And he's like, "What the hell is that?" And like, "Oh, they're energy beads. I don't know what the hell
you
call them."
Power stones.
Power stones. Right.
Welcome to Power Stone War.
So there's some. He's like, "Yeah, some chick that I met, and she's like really great. I'm totally in love with her, and I bought all these beads from her because I'm a dumbass." And he's like, "Oh, well, that's cool. I wish I could find some girl." And So then, who's next? Shunpei. Shunpei is learning a foreign language, and he's learning I love
you. He's learning all the foreign languages.
All
the
foreign languages, because apparently he met some girl that wanted him to buy Rosetta Stone. And, he's totally in love with her. And then old dude is like, yeah, I totally met a girl that I love, too. I'm going to give her this ring that I made that are only for the wizard. She's totally awesome. And the girls are kind of going, what? yeah. And then there's a city scene. Is the scene with the girl that, like, everybody suddenly gets an erection for as she's walking down the street.
Man, Amy.
All the soft filter scenes.
Yeah, the soft filter and shit. Yeah. Oh, she's so amazing. You hear the click of her heels. She's walking down the street.
They pass by Hiromu in his clown outfit.
Oh. So, yeah, and there's another guy. I don't know. And then, I don't know. There's another scene where the evil people are talking to Medusa and, what, Phoenix? Is that guy's name? Remember?
Other guy.
Okay. They're talking to some dude, and he's talking about wine and how awesome it is and stuff. And apparently he's a wine taster, but he's also a demon thing.
And he turned into a Hammurabi.
A what?
Can't. Ham recipe?
Well, I thought he said too.
Yeah.
No, the Hammurabi.
What's a Hammurabi?
About 5 pounds.
A hoodie buddy?
Oh, that's a Henway.
What's a Hitachi? He turned into a Hibachi. He turned into a Hibachi, and we all made pork.
And drank wine.
And drank wine with our pork. Anyway, so he's like, yeah, okay, cool. I'm going to go find a gate.
Take care of it before opening time. Yep.
And yes, so. Basically, I'll just give you the rundown of what this episode is, which is basically this chick is a gate, but she's also a complete swindler. She just sells crap.
Turns into a DeLorean?
For some reason, she has the ability to make guys instantly erect. And
those are called breasts.
that too. And they're just like, and anyway, she does a whole thing where she like tricks them and gets them to buy stuff. But she doesn't really make them buy it. It's their own fault.
She suggests.
Because they're dumbasses.
I don't get how she benefits from this. I mean, is she part of some kind of pyramid scheme where she's got all this free crap coming to her? Buy something from Walmart over there.
How's she profiting? She's the most amazing Amway rep in, like, the history of Amway. But, yeah, it's like, you think if it was a consistent product, I would be like, okay, you know. But it's sort of like the reverse plot of the Music Man is really what we have here. But, I don't know, not reverse, I guess. It's just like it's the female version of the Music Man.
Monorail.
Right here in River City. That's so cool. Anyway, so we knew what that was. So the basic deal is like there's a whole great scene where like they're all running into the girl and they're like, oh, everybody's friends with her. Huh.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you're so stupid.
And Haruto comes up and he's like, oh, wait, that's what's going on.
Let me see.
After he sat on his donut.
And then there's like a fight scene early in it. And the demon is like, or the phantom is like, this.
Trying every which way to run away.
Yeah. He fights for like a minute, but he's like, I got to get the fuck out of here. And they're like, dude. Like later, Medusa and Phoenix are like, dude. And he's like, dude.
I didn't say I signed up to get a gate. I did not sign up to fight a wizard.
I'm going
to
fight a f***ing wizard, okay? I've seen what happens to the other phantoms that fight him. I just want to drink wine and open gates. That's really, that's why I'm here. But
man,
it's okay.
I'm all out of wine.
Scent of the gate now, which is sort of kinky.
No, no. He just needs to find where the soft filter is.
Right. So after the first battle,
well, you know, the phantom can't fight anyway because his vintage is not at its most luxurious yet.
Right.
Oh, where's Kamen Rider G when you need him?
Passed out drunk.
Always passed out drunk.
So anyway, yeah, so he sends Unicorn after the phantom to find him, and then
he sends him down the phantom's hole.
In a hole. Down a hole. So
if
I don't
he had switched to land stage and used an earthquake attack, it would have been super effective against the gnome.
I'm gonna stop here and wait. Now the unicorn is powered by the water ring?
No, it's powered by its own ring.
It has its own ring. Okay. But the water ring is blue.
Yes. And so is the unicorn ring.
And so is the unicorn ring. And the land ring is yellow.
Yes.
And the octopus is powered
yellow,
by
light green.
And the kraken is powered by the yellow. Yeah, I know. It's a little
Yeah, it's not an octopus, it's a kraken.
You would think the unicorn would have been yellow and the kraken would have been blue. Yeah, that would make more sense.
That would make more sense.
Root is red. And
plus, the octopus flies as well, so shouldn't it be green?
Oh, God.
What's the green? Is there a green one? There's a green one in there.
Nope, not yet.
There's not
yet.
One coming.
It's not like the frog pod was powered by Cyclone.
Although it should have been.
Yes. Anyway, so Unicorn, you know, shows back up and he's like, hey, it's over here. It's over here. And so he fights it again, and then it runs away again.
I like that he transforms straight into a different style besides flame.
Yeah, that was cool.
You usually don't see that until, like, later in the series.
Yeah.
When it comes to these multi-form riders.
And we've seen, like, the mooks, the demon things, or whatever they are. They're from Ross. Ghouls. They're like
saw that last time though.
Yeah.
But then we thought. Well, I think we said token or something.
It was rocks.
Yeah, this is rocks.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a big chewing gum.
He wasn't throwing them at Wizard. He was throwing them next to him.
Right.
Either way, the fight choreography really continues to be really, really good in this episode.
Yeah, the fight between Wizard and the ghouls was actually pretty fun to watch.
Yeah. So that's basically it.
It's like they found somebody that could be really, really dynamic who is not Sakamoto.
Sakamoto ghost directed it.
Well, no, not enough explosions for that.
Yeah, he's busy with not enough shaky cam either.
And they also brought back the homing bullets.
Yeah,
that did happen. Sorry, I was
right ahead of her face until the last second.
I was fishing while I was watching this episode as well. So,
I liked con artist girl's face when as the bullet was headed towards her.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go, Wizard.
And then he drops the ceiling on him, and then he takes off. And then she gets off in another direction.
However, guard didn't have pleas with it.
It didn't. I didn't.
It just said defend.
Well, continuity error.
Just defense.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Error.
I imagine they'll start weaning the pleas off a little bit.
Yeah, they're kind of speeding it up because they're not, like, pausing to show him take the ring off every single time now. They're kind of doing it a bit more off-screen. They're actually speeding it up a lot more quickly than they did with the past few years.
Well, maybe Wizard will be another one of those 30-episode series. Maybe they're going to switch it back to February starts. I'm just ruining Ken's enjoyment of everything tonight.
Yeah, man.
They won't do that because that would be kind of stupid.
See, Ken is just filling in for Wingus.
He says that, but this is the same kind of people that just ruined like one of your favorite Sentai series. So
it wasn't one of my favorite Sentai series. It was one I enjoyed. A total point. But no, Kamen Rider does too f***ing well for them to f*** it up right now, probably.
Well, I'm sure people were saying that about Decade 2, and look what happened.
Yeah,
but that was planned to be.
That was planned to be
We have a great idea. What we're going to do is make a shit series.
Well, with Decade, they kind of did plan for it to be f***ed up because they gave it a head writer who doesn't like crossovers.
This is, I don't know. It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see how it works out for him.
Becky was just troubled from the beginning.
Just imagine that board meeting. Kamen Rider has been one of our most popular series, so we're going to do something truly bold. What we're going to do is f*** it up.
You know what's bad?
That's a very good idea.
In spite of that, Decade did very, very well for them. So,
well, you know, it's...
Well, considering the previous... Well, it's not like you could get more f***ed up than the previous series.
Ah, Kiva.
Time travel abortion.
I only just found out about how Kiva's last episode ends, and that just takes any desire whatsoever for me to ever bother with the rest of the series beyond the first couple episodes.
It's worth it to see some of Otoya, but beyond that, there's not much going.
I don't think that's worth it enough. Because that is a stupid ending.
Kiva would have been really great as like a period 1986 Kamen Rider series.
Yeah.
You know, just focusing on that cast. But anyway.
I'm just realizing I made a dodgeball reference in this show. Wow.
What references don't we make in this show?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
We don't reference Tolstoy very often.
This is true.
Unfortunately, I'm not very well read on Tolstoy, so I can't really fill that in.
I felt like I wanted to reference Tolstoy during Ken's, like, lament. No,
Ken's lament. I like that.
Ken's lament to what could have been for GoBusters.
Whatever. Ken, like I said before, just let it go. Let it go.
I will.
Otherwise, you're going to damage
your rectum otherwise.
Life is too short to be that stressed about a Sentai series.
Seriously, Ken, think about the place you work. You have to be able to, like, compartmentalize this stuff and get rid of it.
Oh, no. Trust me. I like that. I'm not stressed about
it. Why does it always come back to shitting?
Dude, it's like my college acting teacher said.
You say I'm stressed about it, but y'all are the ones that keep bringing it up.
Because it's fun. Because
it's funny.
Whatever, y'all can summarize it for the rest of the series. I'll stop watching it.
Aww. No, you won't.
Now, it's like I said on Twitter. If Paladin could sit the whole way through Ghostager, you can sit the rest of the way through GoBusters.
And my time's too valuable. Yet I'm here.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
volunteer for this.
Where are you right now?
Yeah, I realized what I said after I said it.
Yeah. Your argument is invalid, but here's a picture of a rabbit with a pancake on its head.
All right, we're going to take a break so I can recompose myself, and we'll come back and do power playback.
Do we even finish Wizard?
He hates himself.
Yeah, that's the most part of Wizard. That's the high points.
Well, you reached the end of the episode.
Yeah, it's good enough.
That's good.
Next week he fights a monster again.
Next week he fights the same monster again.
And Kamen Rider kicks in a row?
Because actually it'll turn into a tree.
Wow!
I never.
Superhero Time, where your mom jokes go to die. It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So, for the second week of Oktoberfest, we're doing the Die Ranger episode where Kazu gets drunk and punches bitches.
Hells yes.
Yeah, buddy. I got my drinks right here. Woohoo.
And just to drive you to drinking a little bit more, doing the summary this week will be Paladin.
Ah,
well, that's what you get for rubbing my face in your well-playing video files on Twitter, Paladin.
That's not how I expected that to end.
I'm sure you'll edit that so it sounds even worse.
Oh, yes. I'm a magician with these things.
Rubbing your face in your Tim Curry.
Intro quote.
Pretty sure that'll cause some Bernie.
Can you melt shredded tofu on melted Tim Curry? What?
Anyway, let's tofu.
All right, so it starts with a guy on a bicycle trying to sell tofu, and nobody is buying, which is probably good because tofu is vile.
No mercy.
Now, to be fair, Paladin's articulating the exact thought I had when watching this the first time. Of course nobody's buying it. It's tofu.
But see, now
they are so upset at the selling of the vile tofu that they break the f***ing windows of the tofu shop.
Holy shit, man! We want cheeseburgers!
And not this foul bean cheese, either.
Yeah. Ooh, a slice of tofu on your hamburger?
I imagine melted, they do that in Japan.
Melted bean curd goodness.
Does tofu melt like cheese?
I don't know. I want to find out, though.
I would more imagine it crumbles like, you know, some of our cheeses do.
You mean like a Mexican cheese, like a...
Oaxaca,
like a
maybe? Isn't yeah. Oaxaca
I
the crumbling cheese?
I thought it more like flan.
It's flan. Bean cheese. Melts in your mouth, not in your ass.
I'm telling you, it would plug you up. But you would fart. It would be so epic.
And birds would fall out of the sky.
Be like... Strange, I didn't think we lived near a dock.
Okay, so like one thing I've learned since we started doing this Oktoberfest thing, this show needs more liquor on a regular basis.
That's what I've been saying.
I'm having a lot more fun being slightly intoxicated doing this show.
I know,
and I
right?
I had a lot of fun before, so.
All right.
But it turns out one of the people who does appreciate tofu is the Yellow Die Ranger. And he speaks with the little girl who is... family from the people who run the tofu shop, I assume, and she leads him to a bunch of drunken people protesting the company in the streets being led by a mime.
Because...
Oh, the 90s.
Groucho Marx mime for some stupid reason.
You also left out the part where Kazu was a hairstylist.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, you have to mention
that... always dressed so sharply.
You have to mention that, though, because it's like his only personality trait.
Yeah. You know, you think that, like, him and... Drake could like open up a shop together and
next superhero Tyson. That'll be another round in the makeup.
That'll be the team up. Ultimate makeup.
Well, except you have a problem there because you know one is Kazu, the other is Kazuma. So.
Oh, that would be great though.
Anyway.
That's like a sort of a gay sounding name in Japan, like Bruce or Lance.
Thank you, Mickey.
Like, wasn't there a Kazu in Digimon as well?
Hero
yes,
Kazu.
In Tamers.
So yeah.
It was just Kazu in America.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Blah, blah. He was pretty useless.
Well, he had a Gardramon. What do you expect?
And then
at least
only
didn't
a
have
couple...
Marine Algemon.
It only well, yeah,
that f***ing thing.
That's like the worst Mega Digimon ever.
I know.
Well, that's why they give it to the nerdiest, most useless character in the cast.
I'm really hoping the Digimon stuff makes it onto Netflix, so I understand what the hell you guys are talking about.
He wouldn't have
the
been the most useless.
The day after new Pokemon games are released, we are talking about Digimon.
Well, just...
Are there some new Pokemon games? I wasn't aware of that.
They make those. It's not just the same thing.
New is an objective term.
Yeah.
They've millions of lines of new code that's very similar to the millions of lines of code the last time they wrote millions of lines of new code.
And the time before that, and the time before that, and the
And the green grass
that.
Grows all around. Paladin?
Meanwhile, in Die Ranger.
The Batman.
The Transformers one.
That was too cliche. I wanted to go somewhere different, but okay.
I'm making an intro quote, Paladin.
Yeah.
Mental so, Groucho Marx kicks that car into the street, and Cosmo's actually smart enough to recognize that means he's a Gorman.
Gorma.
So he reveals
no
his
N.
form as... Right, whatever.
Is the GPS device?
Yes, he's a Garmin. And this one is programmed with Darth Vader's voice.
Recalculating.
So Groucho Marx reveals his true identity as Trumpet Top.
Trumpet Top?
Yes, I actually recognize the monster from Power Rangers they used for this footage.
Well, I mean, okay, there's a reason to recognize this, and it has to do with the giant battle later on. But yes, they took the tofu monster for Power Rangers Season 2 and made it a trumpet monster instead.
Yeah.
Because they recognize that Americans don't f***ing eat tofu.
Right. Nor would they recognize. Nor how would anyone recognize that suit as anything relating to tofu?
You think it would have been sugar cubes in America?
Sugar cube monster.
But here he's just the tofu hermit.
Yes. And he uses the drunken fist style.
He uses the drunken tofu fist style. There's a difference you'll
oh,
see
yeah,
later.
Drunken tofu fist style. Hmm. I'm assuming you get sake when you make tofu, sort of like bread, I guess. Is that
no,
a thing?
No, it's just, you know, you drink sake.
You drink sake when you...
It's just Japan.
Yeah.
The sake, so you can only be drunk. That's the only way that anyone would actually eat tofu, is what you're saying.
I'm sure
yeah, I'd buy that.
I'm okay. Sure it really enhances the experience.
It couldn't make it worse.
Yeah, you're having your bean cheese and your rice wine, so...
Ooh, you put tofu on crackers.
But they'll be fish crackers made out of actual fish.
Right. And for dessert,
oh, you could do that. You could just take in crispy fish skin. You say crispy fish skin. So it's like backwards. It's awesome.
Oh no! See, so it wouldn't
cheese
be
cheese on meat.
It wouldn't be fish crackers. It would be fish pork rinds.
Yes. You could totally do that. This is baked food now. Now we're getting there. Drunk
well, and you know,
fish
pork rinds.
And you know,
it is several layers of disgusting.
As though pork rinds are not bad enough on their own to make them out of fish.
Fish rinds. I imagine they'd be a bit scaly.
Crispy fish skin. That is the thing that you've eaten. I think I've seen that on. In the Chef Challenge or whatever that show is.
No, I mean that,
the bald
that is,
guy
that
eats testicles.
Yes.
No,
and then it's another
sure that's
cook,
not
too.
This show.
No, crispy. No. The Iron Chef. That's yeah. I think I've seen them make like
crispy fish skins is a thing. It is a real
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah. Thing.
But no, I mean to do that, you would use like a scaleless fish, like a catfish.
Right. Oh yeah.
Catfish have scales?
No, they have skin.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Learn something new every day on this show.
Yep.
And only occasionally does it have to do with something other than sour cream.
Right.
Now the question you know, is, what would a catfish's reaction be to someone using a Gaia memory on it?
What?
What?
Wow. And I thought I was drunk.
Yes, well, Fort Max generates his own blood alcohol level internally.
Over 9,000.
So we got to the part of the episode where half the Die Rangers are naked.
Not quite. First, when the other Die Rangers come up to try and fight, Trumpet Top whips out his horn and starts spraying them.
Well done, sir. And then just like, oh my god, oh god, oh. So it could be urine or semen, whichever you think is funny.
But either way, it's very intoxicating.
So probably urine, then.
Yeah. So you're going for urine. Okay. Play it safe.
So the two Die Rangers are drunk off their ass laughing at the fight.
Well, of course, they're standing there with, you know, a guy with a giant tofu block for a torso. Why wouldn't you laugh at that?
Well, that's a good point.
Also, I just want to point out that the Die Rangers are complete lightweights. They got misted with alcohol and got blitzed.
Yeah. They were like, woo!
Well, they claim later it's super, super strong alcohol.
Yeah, no, it'd be funnier. Yeah, yeah. It's always funnier when you do that to somebody and you're like, actually, that's not even alcohol. It's just water. And they're like, you're not even really drunk. You just
It's O'Doul's.
Yeah. They're like, no, really, I'm so drunk. No, you're not. You're just faking it. You're just acting like you're drunk.
Placebo effect.
Yep. Telling you.
Say that again, Fort Max.
Placebo effect.
Okay, I thought you said it's stupid and I was going to make fun of you, but it's just what you pronounce it.
Give it more time.
At least I'm honest about it.
We've mentioned placebos and pareidolia. This is great.
Isn't placebos what happens when you give birth and you're supposed to eat it afterwards for superpowers?
That's placenta.
But yes, it's the same thing. You eat it and you get superpowers.
Someone draw a high class podcast.
You see that guy hanging around the hospital. Is anybody giving birth? Is anybody giving birth? This is a burning building. Is anyone giving birth?
He's already wearing a cape.
I just need a placenta. Does anyone have a placenta?
But it turns out he just escaped from the seventh floor.
Meanwhile, guys show up in white suits and big nets. And,
and they ask for placentas as well.
Does anyone have a placenta? Does anyone have a placenta? We need a placenta.
The hospital staff's like, y'all just can form a line.
Paladin?
That's your cue.
Okay, Tofu Hermit challenges Kazu to a drinking contest to determine the fate of the little girl they've been trying to help for some reason we glossed over and doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
And apparently you drink sake out of a bowl.
A great big bowl.
All of it.
Oh, but you're also skipping over Mickey's favorite part where they're naked and Rio's around them.
No, I'm getting to that. They have to sober up the other Die Rangers so they can help them out, so they strip them naked, dunk them in a tub of ice, and force-feed them coffee.
Now, look, Rio was holding their heads under the water. That is not sobering them up. That's murder.
Should have been coffee enemas. That's what...
And Ren tries to pour hot coffee down there. In between dunks.
With this tube in your butthole.
Good news!
Intro quote.
I take my coffee in the morning.
Suppository?
Yep. Rectally. I just do it while I'm taking a shower. Saves time. I can shit, get my coffee, and take a shower all at the same time.
Wait, you shit in your bathtub?
Yeah. Okay. What, you never shit in your bathtub?
No.
Oh, I shit my bathtub all the time.
So that's it's hard to squish it down the drain, though.
That's why you have the
I've got one of those high-powered sprayers. It breaks it all up.
He's got garbage. Put it on the walls, too.
It's explosive, yeah, but, you know.
That well, it also helps get the sour cream off.
Right. Paladin.
Sometimes I wonder
have we got to the part
is...
of the episode where the S&M pirate shows up?
I think we have reached that part.
Awesome.
Because what the f*** is up with that guy anyway?
Why does he have cock ring strapped over his eye?
Bad aim.
He's like another species or something, right? Maybe that's where they grow cocks.
They grow cocks out of their eyes?
No, the Gorma were descended from humans, so they're basically the same thing. They just learned to turn into they learned to turn into tofu monsters and things.
I think I saw that movie, the penis eye thing.
So like the eye, when they get erect, the eye just extends straight out.
Isn't that where the term skull f- came from?
I think so.
So then did the women all just have one eye?
Yes.
And gigantic nostrils, probably.
We should really play this episode for JD to listen to.
What?
What?
Just so he can go insane from how awful it is.
What?
JD's here.
Not JD. Sorry. F***ing Brian Kilby.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Him. He won't care. Nor will
JD,
he.
JD, how do you like that? Mickey just confused you for Kilby.
Man.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not sure himself or insulted me or Kilby.
One thing after another.
Jeez.
Look, I've been drinking sake out of a big bowl.
I don't know. You're both fat guys and assholes. That's all I know.
Y'all just sound exactly alike, just like Paladin Fort Max, dude.
Right. Brian and I sound exactly alike. Oh. Again, yeah, I don't know if you insulted me or Kilby.
Or Hooks.
Yeah.
Or Glenn Hallett.
That deserves a drink.
Or Omnios.
Take a shot.
So, anyway.
So, Trumpet Top takes the first shot of sake while Kazu tries to take another great giant shot straight from the bowl and immediately passes out.
Well, that's because Kazu asked for the extra strong good stuff.
The 3,000-year-old stuff, which should be, you
it
know,
looked like, it looked like there was
thick, from the inside.
It looked like there were some thick bits in that, too, and I was kind of like...
Yeah, that was some... Isn't sake supposed to be clear? And that shit was totally brown.
Yeah, it was like brownish.
So what you're saying is it was a brown liquid with little salad bits floating in it.
Yes. It was a post enema.
Just ponder that for a second.
It was an enema. Ha ha, just kidding, you drank an enema.
That's not good news at all.
Since he's passed out drunk, that means that the tofu monster gets to drop like a one-ton block of tofu on the little girl and crush her to death, right?
Yeah, we completely forgot that part, too.
And chop his head off with a tofu knife, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, the tofu thing is all like, you think tofu is... Yeah, you think tofu is soft? This is Gorma tofu.
This stuff's super hard. It can break all the concrete pipes in the farm.
That's what she said.
So that's definitely not melty, you know, that's not the kind of tofu you would want to make
nachos. That's definitely crumbling bean cheese.
Right. You don't want to make nachos with that.
No.
We've got to get Giga Beetle to try this.
Trick. Crushing a pipe farm with the block of tofu?
Yes.
And that.
Come on, I'm sure he could put that set together.
God, now I'm imagining a picture of, like, Rider 2 trying to melt tofu. Much to Rider dismay. make it so.
But oh no, wait, fooled you, because the other two Gorma that brought the sake were the Die Rangers. And it was just one. I do like how they question that scene, though, with the tofu hermit. Am I drunk? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
That was good.
In modern, it would be.
And this is just another case of where the Die Rangers are proven to be dicks because they completely cheated at the contest.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Now, admittedly, it's not as much of a dick move as telling
the little girl die until Ryu Ranger saves her for some reason.
Yes, and the Gorma tofu is cut. But no, this isn't as much of a dick move as, you know, telling the kid that his dead mother is waiting for him at the train station. But, you know.
Go get her, son.
They don't have the kid yet, so.
Right. Well, they have a kid. They could have done something with it. they have to use a little creativity, that's all.
Wow.
So, after that, it's time for the fight scene. And that's pretty well shot, I have to admit.
Yeah, Die Rangers fight scenes are really fun to watch.
It was really cool now that I'm playing WoW because there's monks and stuff. And I'm like, oh, hey, it's cool.
Keeps coming back to WoW, doesn't it?
It does. I'm playing
the alcohol.
A lot.
Yeah. That's it. You know, wow, upside down is mom.
It is. Oh, as in your.
Your mom upside down is horny.
Wow, that's pretty huge.
Just like my mom. What?
Your mom is a massively multiplayer game.
Everyone has played it. Everyone.
If your mom had a pound for every World of Warcraft subscriber. Oh, wait, she does.
Oh, wow. And she's pounded all of them, too.
Oh! Oh! Sir. Man. So, bigger fight?
And Kazu is successfully able to counter the boiled bean curd slice and dice by overfeeding him more sake and then smacking him with the bottle.
Because that's
And then his... pinching his nose.
Yeah.
Because he is so blatantly drunk.
Sure.
And they can easily defeat the acute hangover style.
No, the acute hangover style was Kazu's technique.
Yeah.
That he used against tofu thing.
Right, because after you drink it, you get the acute hangover. And
yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
And since he had no Tylenol.
Right.
Or
but
water.
It's okay because once tofu thing blows himself up with the enlargement bomb, his hangover is completely cured.
Yes.
So,
where'd that
see,
come from, though? I didn't see Lord Zedd throw it.
So see, in Japan, the cure for hangovers is blowing yourself up.
I bet they would believe that, too. Like, I don't know. Just blow yourself up. You'll be fine. Okay.
And the thing that makes this giant battle memorable is that stuff actually happens besides stock footage of the finisher attack.
Yeah, he steals a sword for a second, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Until it discharges.
Ew.
Such I'm sure that happens to him a lot.
So his sword,
with all the sake.
So what you're saying is his sword discharged.
Yeah. Yes, but with all that alcohol, he was having a hard time keeping it up anyway.
Yep.
But no, that. It's so rare in Dairanger to get such an active Megazord battle. So yeah. it really stands out.
And it's a shame they don't do more battles like this, because the Dairanger mechs actually look pretty good. Well, except for Tor, but he's nowhere to be seen yet, and all the better for it.
Tor was a lot more tolerable in Power Rangers than in Dairanger. Mostly because he didn't talk.
And he was there, like, what, twice?
Yeah, something like that. Just long enough to get stepped on. Stupid turtle.
And to step on other things. With all 4 feet.
Your mom?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's it for the tofu, Hermit.
Yeah,
and everybody lived happily ever after eating tofu, which tells you how unrealistic this whole story has been. Because nobody lives happily ever after eating tofu. Damn bean cheese.
I like the end of the episode when they all blow their vuvuzela things at them.
Right in Kazu's ear.
Yeah. Dicks.
At least they're not spraying it this time.
Yeah.
In fairness, Kazu was being kind of a dick, too, because he was just...
Because he's a die ranger. That's all the excuse you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are really horrible heroes, I have to say.
I want to watch this whole series.
Well, you can, because it's been subbed twice.
Sweet.
Watch it twice.
No, you just have to watch it once. That's enough. Trust me, I've been there. Okay, so that was fun. Good lessons for the kids.
So, right. What's next week?
Week 3 of Oktoberfest.
Deca Ranger, I guess?
Yep.
Yay!
Paladin, what episode is that?
I believe 17 is the Drunken Monkey Deca Ranger episode.
Excellent.
Let's see.
Let me just double check the list real quick. Yes, K-17.
Sweet!
So now, is Deca Ranger one of those shows where the TV Nihon encoding was really bad?
Yeah.
It was the first weekly
Sentai they did.
Oh.
It was the first Sentai they did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's going to blow. Mm. And nobody else...
In spite of how popular Deca Ranger is, nobody's thought to...
redo it?
Scrub it.
Yeah.
Sigh.
Yep. Well, we still haven't picked a thing for the last week, have we?
No.
No.
Let's just do Commander G again.
while it would be entertaining to get JD and Ken's reactions to that,
plus I don't remember shit about it.
You were probably drunk at the time.
Things will be different this time, I promise.
Yeah,
you'll be drunker.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so do we have anything else? What?
Or just for backup ideas for the final spot, I guess any episode of Goanger, Shinkenger, Jetman episode focusing on Guy.
That is a good idea.
You'd think there'd be more episodes involving drinking.
Well, probably we've already covered like half of them already previously.
Yeah, I would imagine.
We can't find that Live Man episode, unfortunately.
I thought it was Five Man.
Well, whatever.
It is an Ive Man of some sort.
V Man.
It's Vive Man, yeah.
V Man.
No, not V Man.
And the
Vive.
Masters of the Universe.
Vive
go, go,
Man.
Go V.
Go go Vive.
Love doing that.
Yeah, it's go Vive, where it's spelled like five, but with a V instead of an F.
Goggle right. Five.
Fives. Five.
They should do a crossover between Goggle 5 and Go-Go V. Go-Go-Go-Go-Go 5V.
Go-Go V.
And throw in Yes Preacher Go-Go for the hell of it.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, because it's 5.
And Mock Go-Go-Go.
Because it is Yes Preacher 5 Go-Go. So
oh, you God. People are so drunk.
You've had enough. You quit drinking.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, I think that'll be our show for this week.
Thank God.
It's been a weird show.
But Ken,
it's been a weird show. There was some odd anger, but I hope that we can all hug it out.
Yeah, Ken, didn't you have a great time this week?
Oh, bullshit. Don't even. You were pissed. It's okay. We're over it now.
If you say so, sir.
Well, apparently
are
we're over
mad?
But Ken's
don't be
not.
Mad.
I'm not mad.
We're mad. It's okay.
Ken, you really have to let that hostility go. I mean, it's not healthy. You don't,
it's like pissing on a bench in the park. Mad. You just let it out.
Everybody does
yeah.
it. I mean, what?
I mean, why do you think they put the slats in those benches in the first place? Drainage.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at @Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
Am I the only person that has dreams constantly about pissing in public?
No, yes. I usually go before I go to bed to prevent such a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just have dreams about hanging out with old presidents for some reason.
That's true. Dude, seriously, I've got a buddy that like has constant dreams about hanging out with Ben Franklin, so.
That sounds so amazing, though.
When you get the two of you together.
So is Ben Franklin cool in his dreams?
Yeah, they're always hanging out at bars or doing cool stuff.
And knowing Ben Franklin, probably also hanging out at whorehouses.
Yeah.
That's possible as well.
Ben Franklin was awesome.
Yeah, they're always getting into cool hijinks.
See, I wish for like someone write a G.I. Joe story where they go back in time and bring back George Washington to the future. And he's like a complete badass. And so it's like George Washington and Snake Eyes like kicking ass like just nonstop.
Dude, I think he just wrote the next movie.
In for that too.
G.I. Joe, starring George Washington and Snake Eyes.
Yes.
Dude, someone call IDW now.
Can you imagine George Washington holding a katana?
And like a submachine gun. No, katana
yes.
in one hand, submachine gun in another.
And he's in like, you know, combat fatigues, but his frilly shirt sticking up through them.
And still the powdered wig.
Yes, of course.
To change my pants.
Well, JD, if you had to change your pants, you would need to be wearing them first.
Oh, good point.
He chopped down an entire cherry tree orchard with the katana.
When tries to make that reference, he's like, what the hell are you talking about? you know, you cut down the cherry tree. No, I didn't. Bullshit. I don't know.
You know, if UPN was still around, I bet we could totally get a Ben Franklin and somebody else buddy comedy made.
Just let UPN tweets cover it. That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah.
By the way, it seems that this week's Go Busters was the lowest rated episode of the series.
Awesome. Well, only pick until up. Next week. Oh.
Yeah.
Next week it'll be the highest rated.
Sure.
Everyone will get wind that it's really picked up now.
Yeah.
You would be pissed if that happened, though, wouldn't you?
I mean,
I wouldn't really give a shit.
Like, if this became one of the highest rated Sentai series,
it won't.
Around,
there's not a chance. There's not a snowball's chance in hell.
Like, if it turned it around and then everybody's suddenly like, oh man, this is really great.
No, I really wouldn't.
You would.
Okay, here's a question. Has retooling a show ever improved the ratings?
I don't know. How'd Blade do?
That's a good question.
Sunvolt.
What about Hibiki?
Nobody liked Hibiki's retool.
How'd it work out for Two and a Half Men?
I think actually it's done.
Two and a Half what?
It's actually, well, it's still in the air. So
yeah.
Oh, that doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, it's a CBS show.
This is true.
Yeah, NBC who like cancels stuff that's good.
They could replace it with another CSI
or NCIS.
I don't think anyone would notice the difference.
NBC's like, this is a great show. We should cancel it.
They're not Fox.
The fans love this show.
This is a great show.
Let's
not even
let over
a season.
I think they sacrifice shows to some demon gods or something. It's like, you must sacrifice
air.
A good show so that they can keep crap shows on.
So they can make more American Idol.
Yes.
And
Ramsey's Kitchen.
That's what Ryan Seacrest demands in order
and Family Guy.
And give Seth MacFarlane a f***ing career.
And the Cleveland Show and American Dad.
So Family Guy and Family Guy?
Yeah.
And Black Family Guy.
Yeah. Family Guy.
And Black Family Guy.
Yeah, Family Guy and Black Family Guy.
Now, when do we get Family Guy Los Angeles?
That's when he does the Oscars.
Ah, okay.
Oh, f*** me.
He is doing this year, if you hadn't heard that, by the way.
I have.
So there you go. We've done a good job of continuing to drag out the show and keeping Ken from sleeping. We should continue this.
Or I could just, you know, hang up.
You could. Actually, it's actually against my own interest because I still have to record something with XV, so.
That's true.
That seems like it's also against your own interest.
That is true. And probably his as well, which is ironic.
What?
I don't know.
It's like Ray Ayane on your wedding day.
That's true. Right here in River City.
Did we wrap the show or?
No, we're done.
All right, bye.
Good night.
Farewell.
This
it's
was fun.
So fun to say goodbye.
Bye.
To yesterday.
And yet everyone is still here. way to carry through on your threats, gentlemen.
Super Hero Time. 次回もよろしく。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.